Welcome to Reading the Psalms. My name is Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 64 today. Psalm 64 has the heading, "For the Chief Musician, a Psalm of David." Hear my voice, O God, in my complaint. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of evildoers, from the tumult of the workers of iniquity who have wet their tongue like a sword and have aimed their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret places at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil purpose. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, "Who shall see them?" They search out iniquities. "We have accomplished," say they, "a diligent search, and the inward thought of every one in the heart is deep." But God shall shoot at them. With an arrow suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall be made to stumble, their own tongue being against them. All that see them shall wag the head. All men shall fear, and they shall declare the work of God, and shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord, and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. The justice of God defeating and debilitating the enemy is the cry and message of this psalm. With the help of David, we cry out to God for help, not only from our enemies, but also from the fear and anxiety we feel because of them. The enemy stands and sharpens their tongues and aim their words our way. By use of these swords and arrows, they plan to cut us to ribbons. Sticks and stones hurt, but words hurt too. And that's why the enemy employs them against us. It's also why James warns us in the New Testament to take extra precaution over what we say. He tells us that the power of the tongue is dangerous in James chapter 3. So this is not just some message for the outsiders or those other people. This is a message we need to think about ourselves. But God shall shoot at them, David says. God's justice gives to the wicked what we would call just deserts. Evil gets what evil deserves. Their own tongues bring them down. Their lies catch up with them and they stumble. Their cursings turn around and cut them. And we who look on at their destruction wag our heads, but not with laughter to scorn, but in fear. We did not want them to hurt us. And while they are only eating what they serve to others, it does not bring us delight. We will see and take it to heart, lest we turn around and in our own freedom hurt another ourselves. We may praise God that they fall, but we are going to continue to beg for his mercy for our own faults, and even for the opportunity for them to recognize their fault and to lift up their hands to God too. We needed it, they needed too. Let's read Psalm 64 again. Hear my voice, O God, in my complaint. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of evildoers, from the tumult of the workers of iniquity who have wet their tongue like a sword and have aimed their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret places at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil purpose. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, "Who shall see them?" They search out iniquities. "We've accomplished," say they, "a diligent search, and the inward thought of every one in the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them. With an arrow suddenly shall they be wounded, so they shall be made to stumble, their own tongue being against them. All that see them shall wag the head. And all men shall fear, and they shall declare the work of God, and shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. The enemy here shoots in secret places at the perfect. They shoot at those suddenly and they have no fear. They are shooting at those who are perfect and whole. This really is the work of Satan. Satan, when he sees something whole and good, tries to destroy. God is the one who creates, and Satan is the one who destroys. God made the earth good, and Satan came in to get man to sin and to make it no longer good. When Satan sees somebody who is sitting in the Lord, secure and safe and strong, because the Lord himself is a stronghold, he is going to shoot at them to try to bring us down. And that is why we need to continue to hold on to God. We need to be aware that that is what the enemy will do, whether it is in the power of some individual or whether it is Satan himself trying to bring us down into the destruction of sin. We need to be aware that that is what is going on. That is the ever-present struggle that is against us. But God shall shoot at them, and they shall be wounded. And we will fear because we can recognize the power of God, and His justice, and His vindication. We can only be saved if we cling to the Lord. I was going to say something beyond that, but I realized that's it. We can only be saved if we cling to the Lord. If we get angry and if we try to react with all the evil that's around us, we're just going to get into trouble. We can only be saved when we cling to the Lord. Well, I hope this psalm can be encouraging to you. And thanks for listening in. Feel free to reach out to me at readingthepsalms.com if you would like. Please rate and review this podcast. That really helps the algorithm, helps get it promoted to other people. And the more people who see it, the more exposure it gets on Spotify and the Apple Podcast app, the more opportunities people will have to get a chance to listen to God's Word. Well, thanks for listening in, and I hope to talk with you again soon.